All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table, or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you, as MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, the 2018 NBA Finals are set to begin tomorrow night, and it is another chapter in the rivalry between the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, as for the fourth consecutive year, these two squads are set to square off. Now, more than ever than it has been in years past, you can basically sum up this series as LeBron James versus the Golden State Warriors. LeBron James has really put the Cleveland Cavaliers on his back to win another Eastern Conference championship. And then, of course, you look at that loaded squad that he has to face in the Golden State Warriors. And first and foremost, the most logical question that you can ask yourself is, do the Cavs have enough firepower to slow down the Warriors? And the answer is no. You go back to last year when these two teams met, and, you know, Golden State cakewalked through Cleveland in five games. And that was, you know, of course, the difference maker being Kevin Durant, as Cleveland had absolutely nobody to stop him for the entire series. And of course, you know, that really changed things from what it was the year before, when Cleveland made that epic comeback as they were down 3-1 in the series to defeat Golden State. Now, you look at it, it's a different team for the Cavs. No Kyrie Irving, of course. He was a member of the Boston Celtics. Kevin Love is going to be a game-time decision for Game 1, at least, after he suffered a concussion towards the end of the series with the Boston Celtics. But you look at it, Steph Curry, Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green. You look at three of the better shooters of all time in Curry, Durant, and Thompson from three-point land. And you look at Draymond Green, who is the ultimate facilitator at the power forward position. You also look at the depth of the Golden State Warriors. I know that, you know, Andre Iguodala is going to be questionable, and that's going to be big right there, because that is another body that you can throw at LeBron James. But I simply look at it where Golden State is going to give Cleveland so many different looks, and it's going to be one of those things where you're probably going to see LeBron James average 40 points for this series, but it really won't mean anything. I mean, the Cavs simply don't have the supporting cast. And, you know, going into this year's Western Conference Finals, I called it the real NBA Finals, because I think after Golden State was able to come back and survive Houston in that series, it's one of those things now for them. They're off to the races. You know, how much can Kevin Love contribute when he comes back from that concussion? A guy like Tristan Thompson, you really can't expect him to be a threat on the offensive end. Yes, he can grab boards, but he's not a rim protector. And we saw that last year when these two teams met, as Golden State was basically running a layup line out there to the basket last year. Cleveland didn't have a rim protector then. They don't have one now. And I really don't see how they're going to be able to stop this juggernaut. You look at the head coaches, Steve Kerr versus Tyronn Lue. Both have been shaky at times as far as being X's and O's guys, but I think the championship experience of the Golden State Warriors will win out in this series. Last year was five games. In 2016, these two teams went to seven. And of course, in 2016, in 2016, it was seven games. And in 2015, it took Golden State six games to get past Cleveland. This time around, if the Cavs win one game, I will be extremely surprised. I think the Golden State woke up in those last two games versus the Houston Rockets. They got their swagger back. And as long as Golden State can avoid several big injuries to their big four in this series, I don't see any scenario where the Cleveland Cavaliers are going to come out of this victorious. This is probably the most lopsided NBA Finals matchup ever, and I think it will be exploited on the hardwood. Thus, I'm going to take the Golden State Warriors to win their third championship in 4 years, and I think they get it done in 4 games. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, this podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out, drop a line, and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.